USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
California Governor Gavin Newsom is projected to turn back a recall effort. With about 67% of anticipated votes counted, no to the recall is leading 65 to 34%. Newsom becomes the second governor in the country's history to defeat an effort to remove him from office before the completion of his term. And Senator Josh Hawley has threatened to block all defense and State Department civilian nominees from the White House unless the secretaries of those departments resign for their role in the U.S.'s chaotic exit from Afghanistan. The Missouri Republican told CNN that he would block all ambassadors as well unless Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin resign. On the Senate floor earlier Tuesday, he also called for the resignation of National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan. Hawley said there must be accountability and a new start. This is USA Radio News.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you can get both, why not? Especially when it comes to health care. And that's MediShare. You get both. The typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. It's because MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge PPO network. So, yeah, really, you could save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. If you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
An influential comedian has died. Lance Pry reports.
Nobody funnier, ladies and gentlemen, Norm MacDonald.
Comedian Norm MacDonald, known for his time on David Letterman's Saturday Night Live, The Norm Show, has died at 61. The comedian had been privately battling cancer for 9 years and was living in Quebec City, Canada.
Thanks, guys. Listen, I don't want to brag or anything, but me and Oprah are making the same money tonight.
Norm also played Death on The Family Guy.
Is he dead? I think he might be dead.
Oh, did you hear that? Noah Wiley here thinks he might be dead. Step aside, Junior. Nah, he's just knocked out. I drove all the way out here. I had to cancel another appointment. I never like to be too far away from Mike Wallace.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And this is USA Radio News.
Bingo. You have to try Bingo Treasure, the bingo game you play anywhere. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com from your smartphone, your tablet, or your computer and play Bingo Treasure for free. Play one card, play more. Work your way through the maze of bingo fun. Bingo Treasure is bingo at the next level. Go right now to BingoRadioUSA.com for your free account and free play. Join the bingo revolution. It's free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken spent a second day on Capitol Hill Tuesday testifying before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee on the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan. Senator James Risch was one of those members who questioned Blinken on the pullout and its failures. The Idaho Republican tells Fox News that he was looking for a measure of accountability but heard none from the Secretary of State.
Well, you know, they've been all over the board on this thing, but they're really delusional. I step with the American people. The vast majority of the American people watch this unfold. What you just saw was a statement from the Democrat chairman of that committee calling this a colossal failure. It clearly was. It was a debacle. It was an embarrassment. It was all those things. And we wanted answers as to who was making the decisions and who was making the calls on it. We didn't get very much in that regard. But the takeaway is that they're, as was said here, they're patting themselves on the back and what a great job done. Look, I was privy to the discussions about this in the last administration, certainly not in this administration. And there's some basics they didn't follow. Look, you evacuate the country first, then you give up the country. You don't give up the country and then try to evacuate it.
And UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson laid out his plan to guard against a winter surge of COVID cases in his country. The plan includes booster shots for all Britons over 50 and offering children 12 to 15 one dose of the Pfizer vaccine. And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.